Today on Gardens for Everybody, we're going to talk about the why, the where, and the how of planting out.
I have with me today both Marianne and Helen as a special guest today. And we're going to talk about how we plant our seedlings that we grew last time out. Before we start, I just want to say that, of course, we have to have somewhere to plant the seedlings into. And so if you're a new gardener and you haven't already got a vegetable plot, the first thing is to choose where you're going to put your vegetables. Really, you want to choose the area that you have available that has the most light. You want to amend the soil if it's not already been amended in the past. And the simplest way to do that is by putting a layer of compost on top right before planting it. So when we get to actually planting, Marianne, how do we check if our soil is warm enough to start planting?
It does have to be warm enough. So you have to be able to put your hand into it and your hand feels comfortable. There was an old English gardening book that I read once where they recommended that you put the baby without a nappy on and let the baby sit on the soil. And if the baby was happy, the soil was warm enough.
Well, that's great. And thank you for talking about my ancestral behavior. But we don't all have a baby right now, so we'll use our hands. Okay, so we're ready to start planting. And Helen, you've got lots of seedlings. You've been growing them. We talked about the peppers, the eggplant, and the tomatoes that you've been starting. So when you take them over to the planting site, in our case at the community garden, the field site, how do you start planting? I guess first of all, you have to choose the spacing of the plants. How do you decide on that?
It is often recommended on the seed pack, so it's really easy. It's there for you. Peppers, though, like being close together, so you can plant them a little bit closer.
They're friendly.
They do. They like each other's company. So I space them about 12 inches apart. The eggplant get a bigger plant, bush out more. The leaves are bigger, and so really they need about 20, maybe to 24 inches.
What about tomatoes? How much apart would you space
those? Tomatoes, it depends on how you're going to grow them. If you're going to single stem them, they can be closer together. Otherwise, they're another plant that the recommendation's about 18 inches.
Okay, so let's say 18 inches apart. And that's a fairly broad safety area that you can plant them apart and you're going to do okay. Okay, so we've talked about spacing them out. So then we're going to dig a hole for them. How big does our hole have to be and anything that we put into that hole?
Okay, peppers and eggplant, the stem is woody. So they should be planted at the same level as they've been growing in the container that you started your plants and your seedlings. Peppers, you can go a little bit more, and maybe about another half inch deeper, mm-hmm. but you don't want them too high. You can tell by the stem is getting woody. Unlike tomatoes, where you see advantageous roots and you can go forever.
By which you mean really deep.
Plant them right up. I take first couple set of leaves off and then plant.
And that's because those adventitious hairs that you talk about, they're little baby roots, and when they're planted in the soil, they'll develop into big roots, basically.
Yes. So your peppers and eggplants are probably considered a bush.
Right.
Tomatoes are a vine.
Right. So they'll grow more roots into the soil, whereas the peppers and eggplant, you really need to keep them at the same height. If you plant the soil too high or plant them too deep, it's going to start rotting that
stem. Exactly.
Okay, so that's important to know. And so you've obviously dug a hole at the right depth for what you're planting. Do you put anything into the hole before you plant them?
I like putting in bone meal and blood meal into the hole, and sometimes alfalfa meal, but that's about it. I don't use any artificial.
Right, so we're organic.
You can put in mycorrhizal or fungus.
Yeah, so mica is basically a product that you can buy where it's got some fungal elements in it in case your soil doesn't have a lot of fungus in it, which we had discussed in the soil segment that we did. It's beneficial to have fungus in the soil, and so especially for maybe a new garden, you might want to introduce that fungus, and that's what the mica is for.
Yes.
Exactly. Okay. Great. Okay. So and you're just going to put a teaspoon of each of those
things. Yeah, you don't need a lot. I put a bone meal. I just put a good handful. Blood meal. The one thing about both those products, they're not necessary. You mix it into the soil. Don't leave your plant sitting directly on any type of fertilizer.
Okay. So you put them in, give a little stir around, and then you put your plant on top.
Yeah.
And then backfill the soil back over it.
Yes.
Yeah.
To the level of where it was planted in your container.
Right, and that's for
peppers and eggplants.
But for tomatoes, we can put that tomato very deep in the hole, and even, I guess, put it horizontal if we want to.
Yes, if your tomatoes fall over, if you don't pick it up right away, it'll root.
That's great. Do we need to do anything to the top of the soil? Like, is there anything else we need to do around the plant on the top of the soil?
Sometimes I'll add a little bit more bone meal and blood meal, but then I also like covering. I either put leaves or straw because you want some kind of a mulch.
And that's kind of keeping water in and protecting the soil a little bit?
It protects the soil, it keeps the moisture in, and it keeps the soil warm. A lot of people will put down black mulch, like a synthetic mulch, around them because they want a warmer soil.
Right. So
they're a Mediterranean plant.
Yes, yeah. And then I guess we have to water them as well.
Yes.
Right. They need a good water initially, or what?
I only do it if the spring is dry when I'm putting them out.
Okay.
Otherwise, if the soil is really wet already, I won't bother. I'll water afterwards, but that's only because I want the soil to settle in. Oh.
Mostly in Ottawa, we've got lots of snow around, and so often it is quite moist at that time that we're planting out, but it can vary, and so we have to check the weather and see.
Yes.
Actually, mentioning the weather, I had heard that planting out on a cloudy day is better. Do you tend to follow that?
Yeah, because plants are already going to be under a lot of stress, even though you've spent 2 weeks hardening them off gently. Unlike Marianne's tough love.
Tough love for her, yeah.
Yes. It gives them that chance. So it gives them a chance. And hopefully you want to do it too before spring rains or whatever. That's a good time is to hurry up, do it then.
So if you have the luxury of picking the best day, it's going to be a cloudy day and it's going to rain afterwards.
Exactly.
Life doesn't always work that way.
No.
But that would be the ideal. Okay, that is very useful information. Marianne, did you have anything else that you'd like to add to the planting regime?
Well, in the food bank garden, I like to use a trowel to dig the hole for the plants. Mm-hmm. And if the root ball is really dense, then I like to break it up a bit and pat some mycorrhiza fungi onto it if we're using mica. But I think that after the first year in the garden, we don't need to use a commercial mica because our garden soil has become more alive. With the tomatoes, like Helen, I pick off all the bottom leaves.
So when you're planting it deep, you want to pick off those leaves rather than plant the leaves under the soil.
Yes, they'll rot. The leaves will rot. So you take off the first set of true leaves.
Right.
And if you've grown them in the window, they're going to be leggier than if you've grown them under lights because you want a good firm base for your tomato plant.
Right.
You don't want them flopping over.
Yeah. So I guess what I'm hearing is we shouldn't be scared to bury that tomato plant quite low down.
I bury mine down at least a foot. I just don't leave the top 4 inches exposed.
Yeah.
And as you talked about earlier about the adventitious roots, they quickly start growing out into the soil. So the plant develops a gigantic root system that's going laterally out into the soil. Plus, tomatoes actually have a taproot.
So they're going to be really strong. And so the more we put in there, the better base they're going to have. And that's going to support, hopefully, a very big, strong plant as they grow up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and years ago, they used to recommend always loosening the soil around plants. You have to be really careful when weeding because those roots from the tomatoes are growing just under the surface. Mm-hmm. So if you start digging to weed, you're going to rip those roots.
But now we rely on the earthworms and microbes and fungi in the soil
to do the job.
Yes. That's great. Okay, thank you very much. That was very informative. I think now we're ready to grow some vegetables.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Elizabeth.
Yeah.